This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. For the July K-State Garden Hour, Extension Horticulture Agents Matthew McKernan, Marcus Hill, Jason Graves, and Jay Harris, along with Johnson County Master Gardener Coordinator Mary Matthew, took participants on a journey of demonstration gardens from Hayes to Central Kansas to Johnson County to Sedgwick County. Matthew says that these gardens help promote education, sustainability, and community engagement.
Demonstration gardens really are that opportunity to showcase different gardening techniques, different plant types, or even different design concepts. And as I like to think about our demonstration gardens, they really are that place for our home gardeners to go to be able to see examples of how to garden effectively, sustainably, and aesthetically. Our demonstration gardens are funded entirely by community donations and Master Gardener fundraising efforts. Our demonstration gardens are run by our Master Gardeners in each of our programs, along with our K-State Extension agents. And those two in partnerships work to plan, design, plant, maintain, and showcase the gardens. They are hands-on learning. It's nice to be able to walk out into one of our demonstration gardens and see what a certain plant looks like and be able to talk with different gardeners about their care and their maintenance. They're also available for tours in different areas. We also like to showcase solutions to common gardening problems. I think many of us right now are dealing with Japanese beetles, and so sometimes in our gardens, we can showcase how to take care of those. They also showcase diverse plants and crops that are grown utilizing research-based techniques. Some gardens are just in the terms of themes, maybe showing in native plants, vegetable gardens. Probably the most important thing for me sometimes, it gives me inspiration. I look out in my backyard and I look at that flower bed and I think I'm tired of it. I want something new. I want to plant something different. Or in my garden, I want to try a different vegetable to grow this year. To me, that's what the demonstration garden can do. I can go out, I can take a walk through some of our gardens and see, oh gosh, maybe I should try that. So if you've asked yourself any of those questions, it sounds to me like you're looking for inspiration from a demonstration garden as well.
As part of his presentation, Sedgwick County Extension Horticulture Agent Matthew McKernan provided an overview of the Sedgwick County Extension Arboretum in northwest Wichita.
On our property here, we have about 24 acres of ground that's part of our Sedgwick County Extension office. And across those grounds, we really have an opportunity to have really unique and specialized display gardens. We have 12 unique display gardens and an arboretum of over 325 different trees to really showcase to the community and to the state of Kansas what good plant selections can look like for South Central Kansas. Our mission is to really make sure that our grounds serve as an open classroom and a public learning environment for everybody in the community to come and visit from. And then across the backside of our property, we have a riparian nature trail. Riparian meaning water's edge, and this area focuses native and invasive plants that naturally grow in our Kansas ecosystem in South Central Kansas. Our Extension Arboretum was founded in 1994 when the building was first established, and over that time we've planted over 325 trees. Of those trees, we have 62 different genus of trees and over 275 unique varieties and cultivars planted across our grounds. Really all the way around between the building and the street, you'll be able to find our collection of trees that make up our Extension Arboretum. All of the plants and all of the trees that we grow on our grounds, we grow with minimal water and minimal care. And our rationale for that is that if these plants can grow successfully with minimal water and minimal maintenance, if you take them home, plant them in your own landscape, and give them additional water and additional care, hopefully you'll have even greater success than we do. If you visit our website, sedgwick.ksu.edu/arboretum, there's going to be all 325 trees listed there, and there's a lot of great features that you can find as a useful tool to navigate our arboretum and better understand the trees that are growing there. You'll also be able to search our arboretum and be able to help hopefully use our arboretum as a tool to pick the right tree for your future landscape or home. So it's a great way to visit our Extension office if you don't have the ability to get in your car and drive today.
That's Sedgwick County Extension Horticulture Agent Matthew McKernan. To view the entire webinar, do an online search for K-State Garden Hour. To learn more about demonstration gardens in your area, contact the local Extension office. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.